There are some early signs of progress from peace talks in Turkey between Russia and Ukraine. Russian negotiators said troops will, quote, drastically reduce military activity in the capital Kyiv and the city of Chernihiv as they weigh Ukraine's proposal of a security guarantee. Let's talk about this with Missy Ryan. She's national security reporter for The Washington Post, our editorial partners. Hi, Missy.
Hi, Scott.
So these are preliminary talks in Istanbul. What were the expectations going into this meeting, and how did today's session end?
Well, the expectations were that this would be a venue in which we could see whether there really was a landing zone of mutual agreement between the Ukrainian and the Russian sides as the conflict is grinding on in its fifth week. You have Ukrainians coming out of the meeting, the Ukrainian negotiators saying that they put this potential compromise package on the table, which, as you said, would include Ukraine agreeing to a neutral status, not joining NATO, but potentially being able to join the EU. And in exchange, they would get security guarantees, and there would be some sort of political process for the contested regions of eastern and southern Ukraine. So it's an encouraging moment. The Russian military is saying that it's going to de-escalate some of its operations around Kyiv and in other areas. But I would just caution that there are a lot of potential obstacles to this actually being cemented in any form of a peace deal that would translate to a ceasefire on the ground. There is no halt to the fighting just yet. There are some humanitarian corridors that are supposed to take place today. Mm-hmm. But I think that this is some preliminary cause for optimism, but we're certainly not out of the woods yet.
That discussion of Ukraine is of adjoining the European Union, but not NATO. What's the important distinction here?
Well, the European Union is a political bloc, and it would give the Ukrainian government economic and political advantages, but it's not a military organization. And so by forswearing the ability to join NATO, the Western Military Alliance, in the future, you are ceding to what Russia has put forward as one of its main concerns. But it would also, you know, give the leaders in Kyiv some sort of feeling of belonging with the West. And so that would be striking the balance in a way that notionally would be less threatening to Russia. The thorniest area and the potential for this being derailed is in what happens in the Donbass regions, the disputed regions of eastern Ukraine, and then Crimea, which, as you know, Russia annexed in 2014. And you know, for President Zelensky to cede control to the Russians would be, I think, a bridge too far at this point. And for Putin, on the other hand, to walk away without some sort of victory or something he can cast to the Russian public as a victory is also very difficult. So I think that's where you're going to see the friction.
And let me ask you about Crimea. There is on the table a 15-year consultation period over Crimea. For the rest of us, what does that mean?
I think it's really just kicking the can down the road. You know, there was a political process underway, a European monitors that would go out there. It would be something like that. And again, you know, from 2014 to 2021, those negotiations did not prevail. And you could see a scenario where there would be a long-term political process, but essentially on the ground, freezing in place what the conflict was prior to the outbreak of this on February 24th, 2022.
Freezing in place Russian control.
Exactly. Yep.
Finally, President Biden continues to, I guess, try to clean up a remark he made over the weekend about Vladimir Putin. Quote, "For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power." Yesterday, the president said he was expressing moral outrage, but not seeking regime change. Does this phrase that has been said out loud complicate this whole situation, these ceasefire talks?
I think it does to some extent, because it can only reaffirm the suspicions that Vladimir Putin has had for at least a decade, that the United States wants to get rid of him, as the White House tried to clarify. But more, it says more about Biden and, you know, the way that he sort of got caught up in this emotional moment when he was giving a speech in Warsaw than about any sort of U.S. government official plans.
Missy Ryan is a national security reporter for the Washington Post, our editorial partners. Missy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.